from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
All of a sudden, we just, boom!
Breaking right now in the Afternoon Edition. Passengers duck for cover. Another landslide slams into the side of an ACE train in the same spot as yesterday. Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Brian Yamamoto. And Altamont Corridor Express trains all have been canceled today. ACE officials stopped train routes this morning after that mudslide blocked the tracks in Niles Canyon. The recent storm saturated the hills above the tracks, loosening soil and rocks. One passenger told us when the train came to a sudden stop, it was just a scary moment for everyone on board.
We just heard this loud sound and, you know, like a jolt. It was really very scary because I just started taking train about a year ago. So it was, I've never seen that before.
I thought the tree was going to hit the window and break it. So I had to duck. I had to go on the floor just to make sure. It was scary.
Bikes flying all over the place. And then I flew into the table and I hit the table.
That train stopped in Niles Canyon near Fremont, the same spot where yesterday another landslide forced another ACE train to stop on the tracks.
Yeah, it's still coming down.
That was a scary moment indeed. 223 passengers were on board the train today, along with three crew members. ACE officials still making a decision about the morning commute. And today's canceled service for ACE Rail is certainly going to shake up the evening commute. Traffic reporter Gianna Franco tells us what to expect.
With ACE Rail being canceled today, you are likely going to see busier than usual conditions out on the freeways, especially any routes along 580 through the Altamont, connecting onto 680 and even from 680 over into the South Bay. Maybe you're heading into Milpitas if that's where your commute takes you, or over towards Fremont. So 580, 680 would be your alternates for that portion of the commute, but expect extra busier than usual conditions because more people will likely be on the freeways. You can also use Capital Corridor as an alternate to ACE Rail.
All right, joining us live now is ACE Train Head of Marketing, David LaPerry. David, thanks so much for joining us. Should commuters expect for ACE to be closed for the rest of the week? What's the timeline looking like?
Yeah, right now, Union Pacific, who owns and dispatches the track where the mudslide occurred, is currently on site clearing the site as well as inspecting the track. Once they're done with the clacturing work, they'll give us the word on whether or not we'll have service tomorrow.
So this is kind of confusing, David, because ACE doesn't actually own the tracks where all this is happening. They belong to Union Pacific, but the call to run the trains is all up to ACE. So what goes into making these decisions on how the mess is cleaned up and what happens to passengers?
Well, absolutely. When something like this occurs, the first call goes out to Union Pacific to dispatch crews to the site for cleanup and inspection work. We cannot operate on the tracks unless Union Pacific gives us authority to do so. But certainly we're in close coordination with them as to the health of the tracks, the health of the corridor, as well as the safety aspects of the corridor itself. So certainly we're in close contact now and trying to determine what's best for the ACE service and what will it look like for us to operate trains, if any, tomorrow.
All right, well, I got to ask the obvious question here, David, because yesterday there was a landslide in the exact same spot. You guys knew that the area was vulnerable to landslides given our recent storms. Any question as to why they continued to run trains today, knowing that that area was prone to mudslides?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, we ran two trains through that corridor yesterday afternoon without incident, as well as Union Pacific ran an additional piece of equipment through there in the evening time. As a precaution to see whether there were any unstable portions, and all was clear. So we were given the go-ahead to operate this morning and didn't anticipate having another slide. Now, unfortunately, another slide did occur. And so I think the conversation that you're starting here is the conversation that we're having with Union Pacific now, which is, you know, how do we ensure that we're going to have a successful operation going forward.
Right, because the ground is still soft and it's going to be like that for the next couple of weeks just because we got so much rain. Are there any plans for mitigation to prevent future mudslides? Anything you can do in that area?
Well, really, I think the plans for stabilizing, you know, in Niles Canyon and in the right-of-way is going to be up to Union Pacific. It's their tracks, their right-of-way. Certainly, we'll be talking to them about that, but ultimately that's their decision.
All right, David, thank you so much for joining us and all for that valuable information there. We'll stay with CBS News Bay Area for continuing coverage on ACE Rail service and the continued impacts from the latest storms. You can find us on your phone's app or our website, kpix.com.
Okay, let's send it over to meteorologist Jessica Birch. And Jessica, those crews out there on those tracks, well, they have at least part of the day to clear the mud away while it's still dry, but ooh, rain's on the way.
I know, you said it perfectly. Part of the day, mild. I mean, we woke up with mild conditions all morning. As we extend into the next couple hours, we're not seeing too much of a change, but some high clouds are slowly starting to trickle in from offshore as low pressure is slowly diving in closer to us. What does that mean? Well, a cold front is right around the corner and it starts pushing in rain around 4 o'clock this evening, just up in the North Bay. Now, around 7, it really becomes more pronounced. This is a very strong band of showers that continues to track south as we head into the late evening hours, even into the overnight hours. Notice how by 9 o'clock, it's hitting San Francisco with some heavy downpour. By 11:30, almost by midnight, our friends down in the Santa Clara Valley are just wrapping up those showers. It clears up in the overnight hours, and we're left with clear skies heading into our Thursday setup. But it is a pretty impressive storm for how fast it's moving through. We're expecting about a quarter of an inch just down in the Santa Clara Valley, and for our friends near San Francisco, about a tenth of an inch there. So even though we are still dealing with rain, it's starting to trend drier and drier day by day as we extend into the rest of this week. I'm going to talk more about that in a bit, but for now, back to you.
Jessica, thank you. To Santa Cruz now, where the city has spent years trying to stop a famous stretch of the coastline from falling into the ocean. But if you look right here, it happened anyway to West Cliff Drive. So a mile of the road near the Lighthouse Field State Beach could be closed for months. And some of the worst damage we've seen throughout all of these storms has been in Santa Cruz County. And President Biden could see it firsthand when he tours the Central Coast tomorrow. Devin Feely was in Santa Cruz with more on that expensive fix.
This is the worst. I've seen land lost, boulders put in, but we really haven't seen this much damage.
Laura Burnett walks West Cliff Drive every day. And says she is simply awestruck by the large chunk the ocean has clawed out of the street and wonders about the wisdom of making repairs in an area that will forever be at the mercy of Mother Nature.
There's a point of time like right now where repair is just astronomical.
According to the city of Santa Cruz, repairs to West Cliff Drive from recent storm damage will cost at minimum $5 to $10 million. There is a long-term plan being considered to convert the area to a one-way street with an additional lane for walkers and bikers.
There's ideas being thrown around making this one way, and they'd have just a little more of a buffer. This is extremely expensive real estate, so they're gonna keep this road here.
West Cliff Drive is just one area busy during the break between storms, trying to figure out the cost and the time needed to rebuild.
It was just great to watch the fishing just sit around and watch people having fun. And that's all over now.
The wharf in Capitola is still a wrecked ruin. A large section was sliced away, making it impossible to reach the businesses beyond the rupture. And there's no firm timeline for when the repairs will start, let alone finish.
It's absolutely terrible. I can't believe it. I mean, for a thing to have lasted for that long and then suddenly go, you know, it really makes you wonder about the weather. What's going on?
Now to a COVID-19 warning from health experts. They say a highly contagious variant of Omicron now spreading quickly. The latest data shows that the XBB.1.5 accounts for 43% of all cases in the U.S., a good portion in the Northeast and South. The average number of reported COVID cases now trending down since its recent peak in early last December. Though the more accurate wastewater numbers do show more of a plateau. As for California, you can see in this chart, we are well below the winter Omicron spike of 2022.